all underneath the clouds here on the ground below at WYSO. I'm Nikki Dakota, joined in the studio today by Paige Beller. Paige, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You, in addition to being the voice of Joni Mitchell in an hour, such a night, the great, great representation we do of the Last Waltz, you also play in every band in Dayton.
Something like that.
Multiple instruments.
To, yes.
And you will be on stage.
If you have
stage.
An opening, let me know. I've still got Thursdays open, I think.
I'm so pleased you could carve out a few moments to come in and play with us. And before we get to the bulk of the matter, I want to say that you will be at Courthouse Square along with a great cadre of musicians and talent and artists as a part of the City Folk Festival reunion. You'll actually start, you'll open the day at 1 o'clock. So that's nice, and thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I'll be having my coffee then.
We'll talk about morning hours in a moment, but you're here for a first ever. This will be our first ever Thursday Threads with a live musician in the studio. We just heard from Poor Moon a song called Clouds Below. You're going to play a tune, and we're going to play another tune after you. And for the lucky caller who can identify what these three songs have in common, we're going to send pairs of tickets, and I've got several here. So call if you think you may know the theme today, the thread, if you will. We'll send you to see Mountain Heart at Frey's Pavilion this Friday at 8 p.m. They are a kind of bluegrass jazz funk ensemble that is noted for their great high energy shows. I got pairs of tickets for you, so consider that, and consider what Paige is going to play when after she's done and then the next song starts. Be the first to call, and we'll send you to the show. And on that note, every day at this time, I say it's 11:11, and it is. And
make a wish.
Mm-hmm. And make a wish that Paige Beller will come on your radio show and play, and mine came true. Go ahead, Paige. We'll be back with more live music from Paige Beller. But meanwhile, consider those two tunes and this one. What do they have in common? Be the first to call 769-1998. That's 769-1998. Or call toll-free across the land. Of course, you're going to want to be in Dayton to go to this great show Friday at the Frey's Pavilion, Mountain Heart. You can call 800-776-0090 or 769-1998. Check it out.
Temper tape, a little cloud, thought we was in this together. I got another 30 miles to go, and you change your mind like the weather. But I know how you feel, oh, with that blinding lightning flash. I'm all alone now, but I got my guitar. Let's think about some stuff we can smash. I slept last night by the side of the road. I was thinking about the nearest phone. I was wondering if she would accept the charges. I was wondering if I had a banana for backbone. I had a dream about Count Basie, but he wouldn't talk to me. He had a lot of hurt in his face, and he had a copy of Life magazine. It had Elvis on the cover. It had an article inside it. It did not say who was written by. Closer inspection, I noticed that Albert Goldman was still writing, and life wouldn't let him die. Well, Count Basie opened up that magazine to page 30, threw it at me, turned around, he walked away. I said, "Oh man, that's Count Basie. He's like my hero. We could have hung out. I had so many questions, so many things I wanted to say." Got to 10 glossy pages, big Life magazine format. People with guns and knives, smoking crack. I stepped back from that magazine, my mouth flew open because all those people were black. I used to work at a bar in Syracuse, New York. We had what we jokingly referred to as an incident most every night. There was drug sales, there was guns, there was people fighting, but all those people were white. True story, I pulled a pregnant girl out of the bathroom one time. She was in there over an hour. People were complaining she was smoking crack. She was white as snow. She was white as blow. And she was most definitely not black. And I think Count Basie was just trying to point out that if I wasn't careful, I might fall in a trap. Take a look at that magazine. Am I an acid or what? But it appears to me someone's getting a bad, bad rap. Went out to temper tape, a little cloud. I thought we was in this together. I got another 30 miles to go, and you change your mind. Six and 27, there was a Sony ad, white family hanging out by the swimming pool. Couldn't see the mother, just her reflection in the water. She was holding the video camera. What color was she? Well, let's not be a fool. So there we go. Big as life, and Count Basie, he don't want to talk to me. Miles Davis never rang my phone off the hook, and I'm not anticipating any phone calls from Spike Lee. Roger Manning says something about hatred and being any color and being not. But as I look around this whole big world, not just this room tonight or any room in this building, this side of the railroad tracks, that side of the railroad tracks, this side of the city, that side of the city, that city, this state, that state, this side of the country, that side of the country, this country or that country, it's blue, baby blue. That's the color that we've all got. I temper tantrum, little cloud. I thought we was in this together. I got another 30 miles to go, and you change your mind like the weather. But I know how you feel, oh, that blinding lightning flash. I'm all alone now, but I got my guitar. Let's think about some stuff we can't smash. Let's think of some stuff we can smash.
Pamela on Trial on 91.3 WYSO. It's called Big Is Life. We heard your tune, Higher Still, Paige Beller, our in-studio guest, and Clouds Below from Poor Moon. Everybody got it right, kind of. Big congratulations about those who guessed Clouds. Sue Phelps, congratulations, dear. Tony Breslin's going to the show. Lisa Glazer going as well as Ben Abramchik from Alpha. They're all going to the Fraser Pavilion Friday night at 8 o'clock to see Mountain Heart. Congratulations. I do have one more pair. See if we can't slip that in later on this afternoon. But we're back in studio with our guest, Miss Paige Phelps, who, among many, many other...
Paige Phelps?
Why did I say that? Is that a baseball player or something?
Could be. Might be.
Because every time I think of your name, I almost say Phelps, but it's Beller.
I don't know.
And your band is the Bel-Airs, not the Phelps-Airs.
It would be the Phelps-Airs. It'd probably get spelled right that way. So.
Beller, B-E-L-L-E-R.
Thank you. You're the only one in Dayton that knows that.
Well, when I can remember that you're not Miss Phelps. But you're going to be on stage with Sondel Carib, Danny Voris, the Stivers Jazz Combo, as well as the Corn Drinkers as a part of the City Folk Festival reunion this Sunday. And that gets underway at 1 o'clock. But you got some other sweet gigs we'll talk about coming right up. You're a very, very busy singer, songwriter in this region. And you're a multi-instrumentalist. And you just got back from... the School of Hard Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, that was the bus ride anyway. That was the School of Hard Knocks for sure. No, Knoxville's great though. I've been playing down there quite a bit. I've got a bar that takes really good care of me while I'm down there, and I've got some friends that I've been making down there.
Nice. So that works out, yeah. How do you first get a nice connection like that? I mean, it's like just an arrow and shooting an arrow out and it happens to land and somebody...
Sometimes. Yeah. I got lucky. A friend of mine lived down there and it was kind of one of those. She was a bartender at a different bar and went to this bar and just went down to visit her one time and introduced myself and we went from there. But it's a lot of luck. And it's definitely all who you know. So you have to know everybody.
Little connections, these little ripples we... Yep. Swim along and leave behind. Well, if you would do us another tune, I would love it. Tell us a little bit about it. And again, just so glad you came in here today.
I'm glad I could. I'm glad I could actually make it in this time.
She was on a bus Monday. We were. That's what that was all about. But she's home safe.
I'm full of excuses. this song is called Marcel the Shell, and it will be on the album that we put out with the Bel-Airs here shortly. Well, put out as soon as we record it. But hint, hint. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Let's record.
To hold on to the things that I don't want.
songs, used them up and now they're useless. I played them all for you, but you were not receptive, just deceptive in the way I thought you felt, I thought you were. Well, I thought wrong, thought I had you all along. And I still wanna try for you, try to push on through. And that's a bad thing, cause I can't. And now those thoughts are useless. I used them up and drank them out and left me here with Shell. Well, hell wants a shell. Well, hell wants a shell.
That's one of those sweet, sweet, sad songs.
That's something like that.
People can use shells. That's one of those songs that when you're having a breakup, you just put that on repeat. Just as
well, that's how I wrote it, so that works out, yeah. It's most of my songs.
Paige Beller, who I know will one day find true love, live in the studios on Excursions on 91.3. It's going to happen. It does for all of us eventually. You are playing, so in addition to being on Courthouse Square as part of this cavalcade of awesome, that is the City Folk Festival reunion this Sunday from 1 until 7, right in the heart of our gem city. The following weekend, you're playing on July 4th
yep.
at Blind Bob's as the drummer in the band Sidekick Complex. As a drummer.
Yep.
Do you sing while you play drums as well?
I do not. No. It's a hip hop project that I've done. I don't know if you're familiar with Tino or not.
A little.
Have you heard the name?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine that's I've known him for years now, and it's we've been playing backup to him a little drum and bass stuff. So it's a lot of fun. It's Chris Barnett. He's who's in Mayliner with me.
Sure.
And then Tino. On the front man duty.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really a blast. I've learned a lot from it. It's really cool. We actually have practice today. That's where I'm going right after this.
Glad you're keeping busy.
All the time.
I just lay about. I like it. Up and out. And then the next day, July 5th, you're playing playing at Blind Bob's as a solo artist, but also with your band, the Bel Airs.
Yep. Wow. And then to the Friday before. Well, yeah, no. Friday, I've got Sidekick Complex at Bob's and Hole in the Wall. I've got Deuteris for the Blueprint show because Blueprint's coming through. So that'll be on, Friday. And then Saturday, the 5th. That's right.
Wow.
The 5th?
Yeah.
So solo, and then the Bel Airs will be playing as well. It's for Justin's birthday. And my birthday is on Sunday. So.
Wow.
Hey.
Do you tell people how old you are?
Or did I say that? Is it this Friday? No, that's next Friday.
What's the date of your birthday?
I don't know. It's the 6th.
Yeah, that's...
I can't keep track. It's a Sunday, but it's
a Sunday.
Is it next Sunday?
It'll be a week from Sunday.
I don't know how old I am. No idea.
Well, it doesn't even matter, actually. And we're talking with Paige Beller live on Excursions on 91.3, who, if someone wanted to actually, go to a site and see a list of all the awesome that's coming down the pike, opportunities to see you play, where would they point their web browser?
You can go to PaigeBeller.com.
How about
that? That's got videos and songs and all that fun stuff.
And just so we're all square on the spelling, it's P-A-I-G-E. B-E-L-L-E-R.
There it is.
PaigeBeller.com. Yeah. Well, it's a delight to have you here today. Would you play one more for us?
Absolutely. All this not sleeping has got me so tired of lying. Don't level water.
sit down to bed. You sit on the back burner. You're too hot to wait. So I turn you down and I pull you in close. Then I pushed you away. I tried harder than most that I tried with before. And you were so patient, but only that I will ask you to wait this out. Cause it's out of my
Paige Beller live on 91.3 WYSO. Check her out at PaigeBeller.com. That's P-A-I-G-E Beller. That's another double E's, B-E-L-L-E-R.com, PaigeBeller.com. Or you can come out and see her play. Do you have little things that people could buy that have copies of your music on them, you know, like...
Not yet at the moment. I don't have any physical copies anymore. I'd had an album out that was out, but it's out of print at the moment because we're going to rework some of those songs. And so
wow.
Those of you who have it, you're special.
I got one right over there.
Hey, you're special. There you go. It's an exclusive WYSO copy.
Nice.
I got to get you a copy of the new one too.
Please.
When that's out. And then, but I do have some of these songs. Actually, I think all three songs that I played today are on my website, and you can download them on Bandcamp digitally. So if you want it there, it's just all done. I did that all over at FM Studios, just acoustic singing.
Nice.
Good time. So it's on there. It's cheap.
Great. And okay, you know, in every band, I tease, and suddenly I'm drawing a blank on the guy. There's a drummer who has these great mutton chops. I love this guy. And he was, for a while, in every band.
Are you talking about Brian Hoflick?
I am totally talking about Brian Hoflick.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. You and Brian Hoflick should start a band. Hoflick.
That's what we've said. We've said that we were going to have a battle, like we're going to start a band together and just play all the instruments together.
Just never sleep. Yeah. Just keep the song going.
I love that I knew that from you said mutton chops drummer in every band. Hoflick. Yeah. Totally. Let's tell him we were talking about him today.
Please do. PaigeBeller.com for more information. We'll put a link to that on our Facebook page. And we'll see you Sunday on the square at 1 o'clock, the City Folk Reunion Festival. You'll be opening the show. And then we'll see you at several wonderful, finer imbibing establishments across the Miami Valley. Thank you, Paige. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.